G'day, Reece Dowden here. Welcome to episode 43 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. Make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection if you're going to be doing selection. A number of different resources there to help you prepare. Today's episode, I'm going to expand on the number one selection tip. I say that a little bit in jest, but I put that on social media the other week, and it was to not be a jack prick. Okay, so a jack prick, if you don't know what a jack prick is, it's an army term for being selfish or for being lazy and not being, you know, a good member of a team or a valuable member of the team. And everyone hates a jack prick. All right. So if you go into selection and you're a jack prick, that's not going to bode well for you. All right. Teamwork and being a team player and working effectively in the team is rated extremely highly throughout selection. You will do probably a couple of times on selection a rate your mates or a peer review where everyone on selection in your team rates you, and you'll be moving around teams as well, or you rate them. All right. So if you get a lot of negative reporting from your teammates on selection, how do you think that's going to go? It's not going to go well. You could be a fucking jet and everything else, but if everyone thinks you're a wanker and you get a lot of negative reporting, you will not get through selection. On the flip side, if you're a good operator, maybe you've fucked up a couple of things on selection, but you're a really good team player and everyone loves you, you'll probably get a chance on Rio. So that's, you really got to consider that. Examples of being a jack prick would be if you're refurbishing your equipment, water, food, whatever the case may be after an activity, and you get yours done and then you go off and do something else, or you just jump in your fart or your sleep bag and go to sleep, you don't help any of your teammates, that's being a jack prick. You might be having turns on the, and this I remember happened on my selection, you might be taking turns carrying the machine gun. And when it comes to your turn to carry that machine gun, you either don't do it, or you pass the buck, or you don't carry it for as long as everyone else, because nobody's caught you out on that and you're going to try and get away with it. All right, so it's not doing your fair share, and it's trying to get out of not just necessarily extra work, but the work that you should do as part of that team. And another example a mate told me the other day was that he was on selection. They had some supplements to put in their water bottle, which one guy didn't have any left. My mate gave it to him. And then a couple of days later, my mate asked him, because he had run out, he asked this guy that he'd given this electrolyte to if he could have one back. And the guy said, "I've only got one left and I'm saving it." Right? What a fucking asshole. Right? He'd already been given one by my mate and then he didn't want to return the favor. Right? That guy didn't actually get through selection either. All right. So in regards to being a jack prick, don't do it. Okay. Help your team out. Do your work. You don't have to be over the top and volunteering for everything and doing, you know, things that are outside, I guess, the balance and doing your fair share. You need to do your fair share. All right. So if you're first to finish and you've done everything, what else can you do? How can you help your mates? How can you be an effective team member so everyone can get to sleep as fast as possible, or everyone can get ready for a mission? That's what we would do overseas too. The team commanders would be out there planning all their missions, all right? They'd be doing certain things that we didn't as diggers in the team. So we would get all their equipment sorted out, all right? We'd make sure their weapons are good to go. We'd make sure their supplements and rations are good to go and the water's good to go, and we fill out their magazines, okay? So anything that you can do to help mates out, to make so ensure that is a fucking high priority of yours, because if you turn out and you're identified as that jack prick on selection, you are going to be found out during the rate your mates and you will not pass selection. All right, so really keep that in mind. That's a fucking huge point that I need to bang on about. All right, so that's it for this episode of the podcast. If you have any questions, hit me up, Reece_Dowden on social media, Instagram, TikTok, or you could email me, Reece@operatoredge.com. Hope you got a lot out of this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.